of Hashem be'iloinei mamre. V'hu yoshev pesach ha'oyel kechoy mayoyim. V'yisoyinu v'yar v'yineshloysha anoshim nitzovim olov. V'yar v'yorotz v'krosa mipesach ha'oyel. So we have to know this parsha is the parsha from Avraham Avinu from Gdoilo Achnos Asorchim Yoiso Mikabolas Pnei Ashchina. Rashi says V'yiso Einu V'yar V'nei Shloish Anoshim V'yoymer Hashem Im No Motso Sichen Be'inecho Al Lo Tavor Ma'al Avdecho Rom Shadalis Koidesh. That Gdoilo Achnos Asorchim Yoiso Mikabolas Pnei Ashchina. Well, maybe a little bit to be magdim. The Ramban brings down on the posuk v'tekach es tzoro v'asoro v'atoymer lo yitzochakti. Like the Ramban, Hashem told Avraham Avinu in the end of Lech Lecho that he's going to have a boy. V'yoymer l'kir shimcho Avraham elo Avraham v'ato zeis brisi, and he gave him a mitzvah bris mila. Then the next parsha, Avraham does the bris mila. The malachim come again, and again they tell him that he's going to have a boy. It's another question already. Hashem told him last time why he needs the malachim to tell him. But the malachim say that he's going to have a baby. Soro hears about it, she starts to laugh. Hashem says, "Lo matzochak asoro." She doesn't believe that Hashem could do it. It's like the Ramban doesn't understand. Hashem told Avraham in the end of parshas Lech Lecha. ויאמר אלוהים לאברהם, שרה אשתך לא תקרא שרה כי שרה, וברכתי ונשאתי ממך בן. ויאמר לאברהם על פונו ויצחק והבן. ויאמר אברהם, לו ישמע אל יחיה. ויאמר אבל שרה אשתך יולדת בן. Then he makes a bris milo, ויאמר לו השם באלוהים ממרה, וישב פסח ככל היום, ומלוכים קום. שויבו שוב עליך כאסחי ולשרו בן בשרו שמאס ותצחק שרו בקיר בלמר אחי בלו איסי אויסו לידו ואדוי נזקן ואימר השם על אברום לא מזה צוחק לשרו אף אם לא מלל ואני זקנתי ותקח לשרו לאמר לא יצוחקתי ואימר לא כי כן צוחק פרק דה רמבן if אברום will tell her Hashem told me you're going to have a baby she would not laugh she was a nevir ויסטויס אברום didn't tell her that Hashem told him that he's going to have a boy. Like the Ramban, they're married 100 years. She has to have a baby. Hashem told him he's going to have a baby. The first thing, run home. Don't say it was not that. It was 3 days past already. Zog the Ramban tuturutzi. One teret zog the Ramban. She yodua le nevim she ein hakadosh baruch hu oise dovo belo yishe oimer la'av dova nevim. Hashem was a nog in the bria that everything that going to happen, at least if it's affecting the tzaddikim, Hashem tells them before. We see it later in the parasha, HaMechas Ani Me'Avrom. I'm going to turn over story. I have to tell Avrom. This is a kain, you know, if someone is close to you, you tell them the secrets. Baruchus Da'ari came L'chis Da'rikia. It's a Muslim like that. B'meila he says, Soro is a bigger nevir for me. If there's a reason she will know, Hashem for sure will share with the information. If he's not sharing with the information, it's not my mokum to tell her Hashem told me. Hashem speaks to her also. So there's a reason that she doesn't have to know yet. Second teret zog the Ramban, Shekeivon shetzivohu Hashem bebris milo, hoyo osuk bamile, ve'achar kach nechvash kol kach, ve'lo yhoyo lo zman la'agid lesoro. He was so busy doing bris milo, and he was so weak later, he couldn't speak to his wife. So we're getting the picture of Avraham Avinu, busy with the bris milo. This I could picture very good. Weak like I don't know what, sitting there in Pesach Ha'oyel, he can't talk to his wife to tell her that's big news, the major news. Oh, but he's waiting for the guest. Only to get the picture, how weak is Avraham Avinu when Parshas Vayera starts. And when the guest comes, he has the ganze koyach. So I'm not going to the kasha of the veld, because it's not the mokim here. Why chesed is only with the guest, yeah? Make a chesed to tell your wife that she's going to have a baby, yeah? Why for that? Yeah, but this is not the shir today about, yeah? But that's when we learn Rambam, we have to know the answer on that. It's Mahalchim. Avraham is waiting to do chesed. The malochim come. Now, it's a famous kasha. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Yirmiyahu was in jail. He was put in Chotzer HaMatoro, the jail, by Anshe Anoson. They jailed him. So he was davening to Hashem, Gam Be'eis, Oshna Gemore, ואם מכשולים לפונך או בייס אפכו עשה בהם ובבס עוד אפטס עתים בו בקם יוצאין עמוד בייס תזיין עמוד בייס גם בייס אפכו יהיו מכשולים לפונך הכשילם בבני אודם שאינו מאוגונים when they're going to give צדוקה give צדוקה to the wrong people so במילא שלא יקבלו שכר. So when Anshan also wanted to do tzedakah, let the guys that go around to tell them all different zachen, but the meister, they were not really poor. They were not get tzcha. Frank the Maharsha, so state that if someone gives tzedakah and the guy is not poor, you don't get tzcha, right? The Avraham Avinu, he didn't do real tzedakah, he gave tzedakah to three Arabs that didn't need it. The tzedakah of Avraham was fake also. The Gemara says, "Bischar vayolot Avram, zochol lebeer. Bischar yukach nomaim lebeer. Bischar lechem zochol leman. Bistachasoeit zochol le anon ha'kovet." So we see that you get schar even for fake chesed. Zog devel at apash teteretz. Anshe Anoson didn't do the mitzvah to do rotzen Hashem. Why they did the mitzvah? They saw a poor person. They felt so bad for him. Their heart was broken. Nebach. This guy is Nebach. Then you don't get a festa schar. You're doing it because the guy is Nebach, yeah? The guy claps in shul. You know, my kids are Yosemi, my wife is Almona, he's collecting money. Yeah, so you feel terrible, you give him money, yeah? But it's not because you feel that it's a mitzvah. He tells you a terrible story, it sounds ridiculous, you give the money. If that guy is not poor, it's garnished. Avram had a good kavanah. He had a kavanah to do a mitzvah. He's getting schar for the kavanah from the mitzvah. Yeah. This is the emes ha-teret. Pshat is Avon Nezach. So we learn out from Avraham Chesed, and everything was a nothing. It was baloney. It never happened. He meant good. So ha-teret is teaching us Chesed from a whole mitzvah that lo-yhoyo v'lo-nivu. So we're saying again, you get schar for the good kavanah. But doesn't the mocker for Chesed? So the world is the chefza from the chesed from Avram. Titan chesed le Avram. Avram is amud the chesed was to want to do good to different people. Chesed of Anshe Anoson is they feel terrible for the other person. So if he's really poor, you get schar. Even if you're not mechaven l'shem mitzvah, you have rachmonis on the guy. Doesn't go for the mitzvah. They have rachmonis. The chesed of Avram is to do good. Mahu rachum, mafato rachum. To want to be a Gemel Chasodim, and I will explain it. Avraham Avinu was very shvach. We saw in the Ramban, he couldn't talk. It's hot outside. No one needs chesed. Masih Yashar, a person opens a gemach, no one needs a gemach. His mamish feels so sad. No one needs money. Krank! Baruch Hashem, no one needs money. You open the gemach to help everyone. The guy opens a bikur chaylim. No, the Avnezra says that Avnezra was very poor. He has all different stories about himself. So he writes down one place, if I will sell candles, the sun will not go down. If I will sell tachrichim, people will not die. I'll just look at Avnezra. So a person wants to do chesed. Baruch Hashem is hot. No one, he wants to give, you know, he opens as a machine of water after the tainis. He wants to give drinks in the kaisel. But no one came to the kaisel. He feels terrible. What terrible? No one needs a drink. Avraham Avinu sitting there. Hashem took out Chamam and Artika. No one is talking for a walk today. So no one needs the inn. So why are you feeling bad? He's feeling terrible. And I want to explain. He can't move. Can't tell his wife the news. He can't do that. So I understand. If someone is feeling terrible, such a Baal Chesed, even if he's sick. But what is the problem? You're sick, you put them in a mitzvah, very good, Baruch Hashem, it's work, you know, someone doesn't feel good, yeah? He can't learn. Then here's Punk today, is no yeshiva, it was a storm, there's no yeshiva, yeah? So, oh, Baruch Hashem, Punk today that I'm not feeling good, there's no yeshiva, Ness. Doesn't feel good, oh, today is no shir. Oh, Givaldi, I'm not feeling good. Avraham is not feeling good, and Baruch Hashem is no guest. Mamash Hashem, a glove, yeah? What could be better? He can't move, poor Hashem, not normal. The sun came out, no one is going. And Avram feels so bad. What is the answer? Avram wants to do chesed because it's a midah of the Ribbono Shel Olam to be mativ to zulosoi. Mahu rachu mafato rachu. And this is the high madrege of chesed. And this is what we're learning from Avram Avinu. So if the person needs it in the end or not, it's irrelevant to the chefetz of the chesed. I'll give you one marshal that I want to say. Ravol Be'alamol said that in our days is also a chesed like Avram Avinu. A real achmasas ochim is kimat not shayach today. Bochim have what to eat, yeshiva gives Hashem good food. Forget, you let the bochim to eat out, so you make bitl teir. I don't know if it's a chesed to invite him, bichlal, yeah? You're causing him to leave yeshiva. But I'm sure. So where is a chesed? Where is achmasas ochim? Everyone has what to eat. It's not to go to here, to go to there. And the real poor people, yeah, we're not invited to your house, yeah? So he said, there's one place to do chesed, that mamish like the house of Avram Avinu. It also has four doors, a car. To give someone a hitch, a ride, he says, and this is very hard. Like sometime a person is driving with his wife, well, I'll pick up this guy, I can't speak to my wife, yeah? And what Avram Avinu did, his wife walked out the aisle. He also couldn't speak to his wife when the guest came. I'm not feeling good, I have a headache. Avram Avinu was also sick. What? Eishel. The biggest achmas ochim in the world. He's outside, it's hot, it's raining, it's sunny. Put him into the car, air conditioned, everything is good. So a guy said, okay, I heard the shmooze. Yeah? I'm saying the next time I'm going to stop. Listen carefully. When you go in the street after the shmooze, you hope that no one will stop you, or you're hoping that someone will stop you? After the shmooze, you say, you know what, I'll give a hitch to everyone. Hopefully it'll be low on the way, yeah? This is you never heard the shaykhs of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is hopefully will be people in the way. Hopefully the chasna, no one will ask us to join us together when we're going back to three bochum and have the car. They hope no one will ask, there will be a little more space, yeah? This is fakel from Avram Avinu. This is exactly the chefze von chesed von Avram Avinu. They want to do chesed. This is the reason Avram Avinu gets schar is a chesed to be mativ, to be malad the chisaron. And she'anosin. But then if you attack and give it to the wrong person, sachgalish gitan. Avram Avinu was one to do chesed. So fakir, the whole story of Avram is no guest, is no matzav of chesed. He has all of the reasons to be potur, but he wants to do. He wants, he's looking for the guys to do it right. He's looking. Some guys, they take me somewhere sometime, one of them is mamish, every guy he stops. And I'm about to tell him that I'm achmach meshuga, yeah? And I think to myself, and I'm a guest. It bothers me that he's machmas ochim. And he's doing the right thing. This is achmas ochim. So Chazal say, G'doy l'achmas ochim, yoizu mekabolas m'nei ha'shchina. So the shaila is, what is the raya that G'doy l'achmas ochim, yoizu mekabolas m'nei ha'shchina? What is the raya, G'doy l'achmas ochim, yoizu mekabolas m'nei ha'shchina? So some say, because Avram Avinu asked permission to Hashem, but what is the raya? He asked permission. If Hashem would say no, he would do no. If Hashem would say yes, he would say yes. So some of Hashem say the raya is that it's G'doylo, because why Hashem had to take out the sun, talk to Avram Avinu the whole time, and maybe he can get the guests to come. The Talmud says, Be'etzem, when Hashem speaks, you have to go. Avram was only asking us, derech eretz, permission. Aber lo yitzur, is no G'doylach and Sochim, Yisem, Kabbalas, Me'ashchina, so why Hashem has to take out the sun? Just speak to Avram Avinu and he came in Mekabel Orchim. It's a famous maaseh they say over in the Mir, Rosh Yeshiva Rabbeinish, remember him, he's younger, he had dreams. Every night he would dream. Every couple nights he would have a dream. Remember he lived in my great grandmother's building in Chof Slonim 11, and he would go in the morning, he would make a Tavas Chaloy. Every day. So the famous story that went around in Yeshiva in that days was that one night he had a dream that Hashem was speaking to him. In the middle of the dream, Malochim came. In the middle of the dream, guests came. So he carried on speaking to Hashem. So there's a baskoil and asked him. Maybe I'll say it a bit nicer, maybe I don't know. He was speaking to Eliyahu Hanavi Lamazan. So he was speaking to Eliyahu Hanavi. And the minute he was speaking to Eliyahu Hanavi, guests came. But he didn't stop to speak to Eliyahu HaNavi. He carried on. He carried on speaking to Eliyahu HaNavi. He was not Machmas Oyev. So Eliyahu HaNavi told him, Benish, Dilach Masochim Vesim Kabbalas Mina Shechina. Why not Mekabel the guest? So he said, to Mekabel guest in the dream is Golnish. Oh, but to speak to Eliyahu HaNavi in the dream is also Epis. So the Melech carry on speaking to you. This was what they said in Yeshiva. The Pasuk is Mashi. ויסעינו ויהו והנה שלושה אנושים ויאמר אם לא מוצא שיחן בעיניך על נא תעבור מעל עבדך יוקחנו מעט מים ואחר רחצו רגליכם. So the post says יוקחנו מעט מים. פרק דה ספר נחל אליהו, what is יוקחנו מעט מים? אברהם is so generous, 3 cows, 3 לשונס בחרדל, יוקחנו מעט מים. And the water, his mom is saving a little bit of water. Then he says, "Ekhopas lechem." Vayemer lushi ma'ari asiugois velaboker otz Avrom chemo. You can come at me. Zog the Nachal Eliyahu. Rashi brings down the Gemara in Bob Metzia. You can come at me al yedei sholiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shil lebono al yedei sholiach. Was a p'china v'tviya l'Avraham Avinu, the water he didn't bring himself. He sent al yedei sholiach. You're right, you could ask me, it says later, v'labokar rotz Avraham v'yitel el anar v'yemayr la'asoy soy. So also there he did it with a sholiach. Why there was no tviya l'Avraham Avinu? Rashi says, ze Yishmoel. So Rashi says, el anar ze Yishmoel l'chanche b'mitzvahs. Dear, it's not the pshat, he asked Yishmoel to help him. He gave it to Yishmoel, lechanche b'mitzvahs. But here, he didn't give it specific to someone. He said, bring water! So this was not chinuch. But now, this was chinuch. So the Nachal Eliyahu, while the water he didn't bring himself, he did it al yedei shaliach. When you do a mitzvah al yedei shaliach, it's not a chokhmah to be a machmir on the cheshbon of Yena. Rabbi Saul said it once, he was in a place, you know, the old days, you had to bring the water from the well. And the guy was washing Atilas Yadayim, you know, a marbe Atilas Yadayim, is Ashiris. He's pouring again another time, 5, 6 times. Rabbi Saul told him, Tzazayin a machmir on the cheshbon from Yena is Nishkin chokhmah. Someone has to carry the water. They say the stipler will yell, you know, a lot of guys, they come to learn a sugya. They're not sure if they're Osameach, or a Baruch Be, or the Ratvo, Rishbo, or the Ratvo. They say, Koyvitz, it's much easier, you know, if it's a sugya, but the Basel, they come, so they come, they take the pile of the Sforim, you know, in the middle to go, they come to learn a pile of Sforim, they finish to learn, they go back home. It's like, you take a pile, Imamish don't want in the middle of Seder for a second to take a Sefer, yeah? A whole pile. But later that someone else has to put it in, it's actually machin on the cheshbon from here. Say a famous mice, it was a lady, it was a guy that he had a big Suda Shabbos, Ganze Choshev Tamid Chochem, Ganze Drosh Suda Shabbos, and he wanted Rabbi Saul Salander to come. Saul would come, was more guests, like, you know, Yeshiva does them all, someone goes, Machta Ganze Shabbos. So he wanted Rabbi Saul to come. So Rabbi Saul said, I'm asking him to come. No, I can't. The guy said, Rabbi Saul, you have to come, you have to come. Bissol said, I don't want to go. Bissol said, tell Bissol, I know why you don't want to go. Yechoshesh kashres, I'm telling you, remember the Rav was Nifter of Shtot? The Almona isn't the cook in my house. The Almona of the Rav, she's my cook. She does all the halachas. Bissol said, you know what? If this is the case, I'm coming. But in one condition, that I'm running the meal. Givaldik. Bissol is coming, he's running the meal. Kitzur, he invited guests, the house was packed. Rabbi Saul starts the meal. Kiddush, Zmiras, an hour and a half, the Suda is finished. Kitzur, everyone was wondering. In the end of the meal, the Almona said if she could come to speak to Rabbi Saul. So all the Gaboyim of Rabbi Saul were sure, Saul Salanter. Rabbi Saul would complain that she had to do so much food, you know, so much guests. She told Rabbi Saul, please, you could come every Shabbos. So I asked why. So don't understand. I'm Almona. I'm the only one that could do the Chumash and Parsha with the kids. but I'm a cook in this house. This is my parnasa. Normally the suda finishes 12 o'clock. My kids are sleeping. Now I'm going back home 8:30. My kids will have a mother. Rabbi Yisrael, you could come every week, please. This was the cheshbon from Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael said, it's not a chokhma. You're right. You're giving the lady parnasa. Out is good. Think about the other person you do a mitzvah. So Avraham Avinu, out is grace. The whole achnasa sorchim. Here was a musag al yedei shaliach. We don't know what it means. But it was a musag that this part of the achnasa sorchim was not done by Avraham Avinu. Iyeh apshat ech shelo iyeh. Zog den achel Eliyahu. Val. It was not done al yedei Avraham Avinu. The only thing Avraham Avinu said, what I can't do myself, I'm not a machmir. A little bit of water is also enough for them. Generous, that it will feel good. And the cheshem from Yanem, v'shum panim v'ayfe. Piskarov said, Alamor, when they start Chumashir, and Brisk, and Pashas Vayeiro, Piskarov said, we had two machnisi orchim and klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu, and Loit. If we look at it, who was a bigger machnis orch? Loit. Avram gave some tongue, meat, bread, water. Loit was Moisa Nefesh. They want to kill his kids. They're about to kill him. Who was a bigger Moisa Nefesh? Achnas HaSorchim. Avram Aloit. And by us, Avram Avinu is the Achnas HaSorchim. Loit. Loit is Loit. It's okay, if you're at the beginning of Shir today, the Chumash Shir, we can answer the idea from Avram Avinu that he was looking for guests. But in Rashi is also Mashmah, Abu Yosef, Bishar Roir, could be like, was also looking for guests, not so close. So Biskarov said one vote. Shmuel Birnbaum said a second vote, and I want to tell you both, because both are MS. Biskarov said, by Avram they look like Arabs. By Lloyd they look like Malachim. So don't mention, God Lador comes to the house is the biggest Achmas is Sochim. But a minute later, it comes this poor person, they leave him outside the door in the rain until they give him the 5 shekels. The Chokhmah is to do the Zelbe Achmas HaSorchim to the Arabim. And he was choishing them in Avodah Zarah. He gave them Racha Tzur Ragleichem. Rashi says, Arabim Shemishtachim Lavak Ragleim. He was sick. And he did the same Islavus. This is Achmas HaSorchim. The guy, his Rebbe comes and he makes a nice Shabbos for him. No. Shmuel Birnbaum said, the bigger you said. So like this. And we'll see it about. I want to say, I vote for Rav Shach this week. It's his Yahrzeit. It's easy to make, if someone will come now with a gun. Some of the guys are not here. But even to the guys that are not here, that didn't come today. They would be here, hopefully. And a guy would come with a gun. Tell him, if you don't learn, I shoot you. If you don't learn, we decided now is no mutter. You learn, we shoot you. Everyone will come to learn, right? Even the guys that missed today will be here and they will tell the guy, shoot us. We are learning, yeah? Yevanim. So why some guys, bad guys, didn't show up today to Seder? Yeah, we don't want them in the yeshiva. But the Val the Red is in the yeshiva. Why these guys didn't show up? Chaytu machti, the machshel, everyone, they deserve a lot of zahab. But why? Why they didn't show up? Why if the guy would stand with a gun near them, they would show up? Because the talent is, if a guy comes, learn or kill you. Avad Eved Hashem. To fight with a bed, it's hard. Sometimes it's harder to fight with a bed than to fight with a gun. You see, the Timonish kids in Taiman, for 2,000 years, they kept the Simunim. You know, Gulgalach, that the Timonim have, with all the Levush, and the Goyim killed them if they were not married the Goyim. Nothing. Everyone knew. They break them Teretz Yisrael, they put them with the fried people, 80% lost everything. 2,000 years Arabs with knives? No. Apo shiktes and apo treifes, everything. Azayz niyitzerorim. A gun you could fight. The bed you can't fight. So, Loit, they wanted to kill him. I will make achnas sorchim, you will not kill me. No, I will do achnas sorchim. Rome was sick, hard, laying in bed. Then it's hard to get up. Zachim Shmuel Berman. When someone is sick, it's hard to learn. If you will hear someone that was a Masmid Friday and someone that was Masmid when they wanted to kill him, the Masmid Friday is a bigger Masmid. To fight the Yitzhahore, if the daily headache, if the daily Tirnes Parnose, if the daily family heart, this is the Nisoyen, this is Avraham Avinu. There's every ptur, he's choyle, he's potur, he can't daven today, he's not good lucky, he has a headache, he has a strep this week, all different excuses, yeah? Stomach virus, all these modern mice. As good excuses, the whole week he could not learn if he wants. One God is easier from that. Zogim Shmuel Birimboim. Avraham Avinu was tested in Nisayon. In the end of the parsha, we'll get to the Akedah. There's already a different kind of Nisayon. Let's say we'll get to the Rav Shach Zvor. But the Nisayon for Nachlas HaSorchim was, he was Oisek B'mitzvah. Potu min ha-mitzvah. He was Choyle Machmas Rotzen Hashem. It was no guess. It was no reason, just lay. Take it easy. And he's speaking to Hashem. Rav Shach says a vault. I want to go to the end of the parsha and then we'll go back. And the Akedah, it's a lot, everyone knows the Akedah is a very shver to understand what is the Nisayon. Maybe a little bit, we'll touch a little bit the Nisayon of the Akedah. ויהיה אחר הדבורים האלה ואלוהים ניסו את אברהם ויאמר לו ואברהם ויאמר הנני ויאמר קח נא את בנך את יחידך אשר אהבת ולך לך אל ארץ המוריה ועלהו שם לאילו על אחד ההורים וישכם אברהם בבוקר ויחבש את חמורו ויקח את שני נעוריו איתו ואת יצחק בנו ויאמר השלישי ויסו אברהם את עינו וירס עמוקי מרוחק ויאמר אברהם אל נאור ושבו לכם פה עם החמור ואני ואמר נלכו עד כה ונשתחו ונשובו עליך So אברהם אבינו is going to the Akedah So it says וישכם אברהם בבויקר ויחבש את חמור And he took two kids with him, two נאורים משמואל ואליעזר, Rashi says And יצחק They walked for 3 days ויאמר השלישי ויסר אברהם אסעינו וירס עמוך גם מרוחק ואמר אברהם שבו לכם פה עם החמור So Rashi brings down the kasha Why it took 3 days? Rashi asks it in his way Forshim asks what happened to Kfitzas HaDerech So Rashi says First for the Brias שלא יאמרו הבריאס An old man, Hashem told him to do it. He killed. He was like in a, I don't know what you call it, a guy gets like in a matzah. Give him 3 days to relax. People will see that he didn't do it because he was fatumo, ruach shtus. People will know Avraham knew what he's doing. Before Hashem explained more from that. Everyone knows Rosh Hashanah, very stark, right? Minche Rosh Hashanah, the second day, is a little bit schwacher, right? Why you're planning for the whole year to be good? Milchei Rosh Hashanah, the second day, everyone knows exactly what happens. Yeah, you can see in the shul half empty. I never know where everyone is davening. It's what is zachat till today. I don't know. I mean, how pitom Milchei Rosh Hashanah is every time half empty. Milchei second day Rosh Hashanah. Where do Olam go to? Ada year, maybe here, there. But as I just everyone knows what I'm talking about. Second day Rosh Hashanah, Milchei. Yeah. Hashem gave Avraham 3 days to be at the Madrege that he's asking to go for the Nisayon. One day for the Akedah, second day for the Akedah, and the third day Avraham is dovuk in the Avodah for the Akedah. That's the Hershte Zach for the Nisayon. Let's start with your vitz from the Satmar Rebbe. So it was Avraham, Eliezer, and Yishmoel. Satmar Rebbe, the Alper Rabbi Yelish. The Maaser Rabbi Yelish was going on a boat with Rablazer Silver. Siva was the head of the Vada Yeshivas. And the boat was taking a long time. So Reb Lazer Silver turned over to Reb Yoelish, to the Satmar Rebbe. He told the Satmar Rebbe, Rebbe, du bist a Rebbe, right? Why is no Kfitzas HaDerech? In the boat for weeks. Rebbe! I'm with you in the boat. I want to see Kfitzas HaDerech. So the Satmar Rebbe told him, why Avraham Avinu didn't have Kfitzas HaDerech? Teretz says, Givendo a Lazer. ומצידו הלייזר מכן ישמח מקפיצת הדרך. כיוון אליעזר, את הלייזר מכן ישמח מקפיצת הדרך. This was the vitz. The vitz from the Satmar Rebbe. אבל מכל מקום, אברהם goes and he makes the Akeda. ויאמר אברהם, אלוהי כמיר לא יעשה. וישלח אברהם אסיודי ויקח אסמאכל אסלישכת אסבנוי. ויקרא לו מלאך השם מן השמיים ויאמר אברהם, אברהם ויאמר הנני. ויאמר אל תשלח אסיודכו לנער ואל תעס לו עם מאומו. כי אתו יודעתי כי יור אלוהי כמעטו ולוי חוסכתו אסבינכו אסיחיתכו ממני. וישא אברהם אסיינו ויער והנה אין. סרב שחס מדייק, look what the פוסק says. וישלח אברהם אסיודי, זה פרק חוף בייס פוסק י', וישלח אברהם אסיודי ויקח אסמאכל אס לשחית את זמנוי. He took the knife to שחת את זקת. ויקרא לו מלאך השם מן השמיים, אברהם, אברהם, אל תשלח יודכו אל הנער, ואל תעס לו עם מאומו, כי אתו יודעתי כי יור אלוהי כמעט. So the Medrash says, אל תשלח יודכו אל הנער. אומר אברהם, let me to do a scratch. אמר לו, I want to do a Baal Mum. Let me just to make him a Baal Mum. אמר לו, אל תעס לו עם מאומו. זוג דמדרש, מאומו, מומו. Don't give him a Mum. כי אתו יודעתי כי יור אלוהי כמעט. זוג דרב שח, what is the פשט? You see, זמן משמדייק, you're in a posuk. זוג דרב שח עזב עוד. The Maharal explains, it's different from the Chochmah. What was the Maharal of the Nisoyin of the Akedah? So a lot of his Beirim. Somewhere in the Pshat was, there was a lot of different ways to understand the Pasuk. Ari Be'etzem, Hashem told him, Ki Be'itzcho Ki Kor Lecho Zera. Now Hashem told him that it's not. Chazal say, Rashi brings down, Avram told Hashem, I don't understand. First you told me, Ki Be'itzcho Ki Kor Lecho Zera. Then you told me to Shecht, I didn't ask the questions. Now you're telling me no. And Hashem told him, I never told you to shecht. I told him, Aleyu oilo. Aleyu v'orideyu. So Reb Chaim explains, so what's the pshat? So what's in the whole Akedah again? It was only a mistake of Avraham Avinu. So Avad Aleyu oilo, the pshat, kipshuto yez, to shecht. And the drash is Aleyu oilo and not to shecht. The Nisoyan was, when Hashem says, you don't have to darsh. You have to learn pshat. But Avram could have made a drosha right away because it doesn't make sense. But the Nisayon was to be Tomim im Hashem Aleikecho. The Nisayon was to be Tomim im Hashem Aleikecho. This was the Nisayon, to be Tomim im Hashem Aleikecho. That's one Hesber. Mishachochma explains in Maharal, the Nisayon was, the question is, Klal Yisrael, all the day as people shecht, people are Kiddush Hashem. Finally, they got the Kirchus from Avram. The eager Nisayon was to do it L'shem Shomayim, without no tzar, without no agmas nefesh. To do the Rotzon Hashem K'mo Yishehu. Zog the Rav Shach, to shecht Yitzchok L'shem Shomayim, it's not so hard. It's hard, but it's not so hard. Not to shecht Yitzchok L'shem Shomayim, this is hard. Nein. When Hashem told you to shecht Yisrael, you don't want to. Hashem said, okay, I'm happy. I'm fighting my feelings. When Hashem tells you, okay, leave go. Wow, Baruch Hashem. No. I'm leaving go because Hashem said. Not because I'm happy that I don't have to do Ratzon Hashem. This was the Ikar Avoid of Avraham Avinu. And this is the reason Avraham Avinu said, please give me permission to do a Mum. Keilu, he wanted to be in a matzev that Hashem is forcing him not to do it. He says, as meduik in the pasuk, Hashem told him, "Al tishlach yotcho el anar." Omar es eloi mum, al tas eloi meumo, mumo. Vayoymer, ato yodati ki yer eloi kimato. Zog ta Rav Shach, only now. Why right away didn't tell him, "Al tishlach yotcho el anar ki yodati ki yer eloi kimato"? No. The spitz on the sign of the Akedah was not to do it L'shem Shomayim. The oimik is, it's bad, so we said in the beginning, we said it in one way, that sometimes to do the hard pe'ula L'shem Shomayim is easy. The rush, the hard thing, it's easy to do L'shem Shomayim. The small little thing, to do L'shem Shomayim, there is the big avoida. There is the hard thing. There is taka be'emes, a real avoida, person that's doing Hashem Shomayim. This is taka very hard to do Hashem Shomayim. Now we'll go back. It says in the parasha in the beginning that So the Mefoshim bring down, what is the pshat? Vayemer Hashem el Avrom, lomer ze tzochak osoro. Why Vayemer Hashem el Avrom? Vayemer Hashem lesoro, lomer tzochak osoro. Why Hashem told Avrom, Soro was a Navi. Vayemer Hashem lesoro, lomer tzochak. Why Hashem speaks to Avrom, lomer ze tzochak osoro? Avrom, you have to speak lomer ze tzochak osoro? So say Maise, Reb Chaim says over when he was a kid, he had a Rebbe, a Slone Mechosid. So he took the kids to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe gave an apple to one of the kids. The Rebbe said, "That's a meaning, we get." So the kid took and ate without a bracha. So the Rebbe Mislonim told the Rebbe of the kid, the tvi is not on the kid. The tvi is on the Rebbe that was not mechanech the kid. So Reb Chaim said, so the tvi is on the Rebbe of the Rebbe and not mechanech the Rebbe. Reb Chaim was a kid, was a shah of a kid. That's what he told us about the Rebbe. Yeah? Lama ze tzochak, vayimer Elokim el Avrom, lama ze tzochak osoro. Avrom felt in the way, if you would bring your house in a higher madrege v'emuna el b'ir ha'olam, v'yamin b'Hashem v'yachshaveh lo yitzdoko, by sorrow it would not be an impossible thing. The Gemara says, Omar, we don't understand Shad in Sora. Omar, Gemara says, one of the Amiroim was darshaning that Lo'osid Lavoi will be diamonds in Yerushalayim like big stones. Ligligol Lavoi is a Talmid. Someone will tell you that in 1 minute houses could be washed off. So, before that, a week ago they told you it's going to happen. It could never happen. Such a thing never happens. Yeah. Now, if next time they'll tell you that a flood is coming to flood the whole America, everyone will leave the whole America. Yeah. Because if it could happen, the whole America would be flooded also. In the middle, we saw it once it happens, not so hard to believe. But before that, we'll never believe. I'm asking. Hashem told Avrom, if you would live a Muna in your house, that Hashem does everything, when the Malachim say that could be you'll have a baby when you're 100, it's not strange. It's nothing but to laugh. Say if you know that the Malachim, say if you don't know that the Malachim. But if you believe that it could be, there's nothing strange about it. And the only reason you laugh, because this is impossible. When you believe that Alz is by Ra'ilam, it's not a strange thing. It's not a thing that cannot happen. May it doesn't give in the tvi on Avram. Lama ze tzorak osoro. The Pasuk is Mamshich. היום השם זעק הסדוים והמוירו כי רבו וחתוסום כי חווי דומאות ארדנו וערק הצעקוסו הבול היוסו. So the Pasuk says היום השם זעק הסדוים והמוירו כי רבו. So Rashi learns בפשט פשט כי רבו, it's big aveir, they have such a bad people. The mice with that little daughter of Lloyd that she was giving tzedakah to the honey, they covered her with honey, all the bees came. So, chatas doim ve'amoyro kirabo. So much aveiros they have. Zakas doim ve'amoyro kirabo. Chatosum kichoveido. The Rambam in Chetshuva learns a different pshat in the pasuk. The Rambam in Perek Beis in Chetshuva says, v'chein medino. Shiroiva veirois himiyat chareivo. Shenema, pray beza lochazayim. Kichat asdoim ve'amoiro kirabohi. Roiv. רמה, וכן איש, אם הוא רואה בעבירס הוא מס, וכן המדינו, אם הוא רואה בעבירס היא מיד חריבו, שנאמר חת אז לא ימה המוירו, כי רבו היא. זאת אומרת, רמה מלוי זה פשט, רמה בלתאיר. זדק אז לא ימה המוירו, כי רבו, כי רוי? פרק דלך המשנה, איף דה רמה פשט is right. חת אז לא ימה המוירו, כי רבו מלוא של רוי, ולפי רשי, כי רבו means it's tremendous, yeah, big. אבל רמה מלוי זה כי רבו, it's רוי. פרק דלך המשנה, סהה אברום אבינו תזוג את הריבוני של אלה מנצז ויגש אברום ויאמר, האף טיס בראש אין צדיק, אולי יש 50 צדיקים בתוך העיר ולא יטיס אל עמוק למען החמישים אז הלוך אברוי ואווירס עם יד חרי בו so one of us 50 people ויש לא אמר שאו יאויסה בשביל תפילה סברום you right? אבל רב אברום אס so for אברום you have to do פרק דבל, אברום didn't say please Hashem forgive them He said, אם יש 50 צדיקים בעיר, חולילו לכו לעשוי צדיק או ראשו, השויפת כל האורץ לא יעשה משפוט? You're not doing משפוט. State in the פסוק, that to kill the city, it's against משפוט. פרק דבר, the רמב"ם פסקנס, אם ירוי ועבירויס, היא מיד חרבו. So how is coming with a tiny to the ריבונו של עולם, but if 50, חולילו לכו השויפת כל האורץ לא יעשה משפוט? Then he says, 45, 30, 20, 10. Zog devel pshat. You're right. The aloch is kimroi v'averis im yad chareivo. But when Avraham Avinu comes with a taime, over cholil alecho ha-shefet kol oretz, but how you could kill 50? So the aloch and the psak and bezni shel malo turns over. And it's cholil alecho ha-shefet kol oretz v'yaseh mishpot. צאנס בחודש דק ותשיטי מקובץ וזה בבי קאמה נגמור עושה אז רבחנינה חויפר בוירויס his daughter fell into the pit of water they came to רבחנינה בן דויסו שאו ראשוי נחיו שאו שני נחיו שאו שליש יש אמר שאולסו הולכו ואומרו לו זו כנחו נעלני אמרו לו וכי נובי יעתו אמר לו נובי אני ולא בנובי אלא אמרתי דובר שאולסו יש צדי כי כושר בזרוי he dug the בוירס ולאוי לרגולים זוג נגמור ואפילו הוכי, years later, מייס בנוי בצומה. He was walking somewhere and he didn't have water drink and he died. פרק טייסס, דובר שאויסו איסו צדיק יקו של בויזאוי? פרק טייסס, it's not ממש אויסו דובר. To fall into the same pit of water, it's ממש דובר. To die because there's a lack of water, he drank water, it's not ממש אויסו דובר. זה גם צפה את טייסס. שיטה מקובס בנזדה לאנדר יותר. ואוי מהרב ישעיה, אמרתי דובר שאוסו איסו צדיק יקו של בויזרוי פירוש אמרתי לקדוש ברוך הוא וצדיק גויזר והקדוש ברוך הוא מקיים ובאוי שעשו שמייז בנוי כבר לא יהויו רב חנין לבן דויסו חי סבוד נזח He says לא נובי אני ולא בן נובי I'm nobody I just told Hashem צדיק גויזר והקדוש ברוך הוא מקיים I said because of I'm not a novi, I'm going to go out tzaddik, yeah? They told him, how you know? He said, no, I didn't know, I just told Hashem, so Hashem had to listen. The pshat is different. The pshat is azeh. He said, it's not my schus. I was mechadish that taine. And when you taine the taine, the taine works. Avadu, you have to be a tzaddik oizo. But the taine works. It's not the pshat I knew. It's not the pshat Hashem stam forgive. I came with a taine and the taine works. אברום says, חולילה לכו, השויפת כל האורץ לא יעשה משפוט. Now please, this is the הלוכה. מויש רבינו says, למה יאמרו מצרים ברעולה, להרוג נסם בהורים? וזה החילול השם. So it becomes a tiny. So the הכוח in תפילה, תמאויר את התיינה, and במילה the tiny becomes a tiny. And the tiny becomes a tiny. Then the Malachim come over to Znoim. And Znoim lets them, Lloyd lets them to come into their house. Then the Chazal said the whole story with that they gave him to drink, and two kids came out of them. It says the Vitz of the Welt. The Welt says that Lloyd. This was a Tevis Leut will trinken. know, Chazal said that he drank wine. So the Vitz Devel says, Loit is Rishateves, Loit will drink. So the Meforshim asked on this Vitz, this is a Remes, this is for him. So the Veld asked the Kasha that the right way in Yiddish to say is Be'etzem, Trinken wie Loit. So, why Loit will drinken? The right way is to say Trinken wie Loit. Our answer is, if it would be written down Trinken wie Loit, so his name would be Tul. Because if the Rosh HaTevis would be Tetzvah of Lamed, so Trinken wie Tul, not Loit. So maybe you can't write it like that, yeah? Yeah? But I want to say one more vote. It's a lot of different Zach, it's a long parsha. One Zach, the vote says, it's a very chinuchdik Zach. Hashem says, why he had to tell Avram? Vashem omar amechasani ma'avrom asher ani yoise ואברום יהיה לגוי גודל ועוצום, כי ידעתיו למען אשר יצא ואסבונוב, ואסבייסו יחרוב, ושומרו דרך השם. אברום הוא במצווה לבונוב אחרוב דרך השם. We talk so, we had חנויך, we have all different גדולים, in the parashas of Bereishis, that מצד עצמו, they're doing the right thing, but we don't see a continuation, a המשך. By אברום, אשר יודעתי, כאשר יצא ועזבון ובאחרוב, there will be a המשך. After I started this pasuk, I was sure that Torah will show me somewhere how Avram brought up his family. Conversations, deep conversations in between Avram and Yitzchok. How is Mechanach Yitzchok? And the whole parshas is only 8 words conversation in between Avram and Yitzchok. Over the whole parshas. I want to read the 8 words. They walk into the Akedah. ויאמר יצחק אל אברהם אבי ויאמר אבי תתה first time יצחק approaches his father ויאמר הנני בני two words ויאמר הנה האש העצם היעשה ויאמר אברהם אלוהים יראה אלוהי עשה לאוי לו בני 8 words למען אשר יצא ועזבונו ואחרוב. First, we see the first thing is that in Chinuch, the Iker is a Moshe. The kid sees how the father benches, he benches like a mensch. If he sees his father doesn't bench like a mensch, he doesn't bench like a mensch. If he sees his father and doesn't bench from a bencher, he doesn't bench from a bencher. You don't realize, you don't have to talk to your son. You have to behave. This week I got such a lesson from my son. I was benching. He was disturbing something in the house. He wanted to go somewhere. I don't remember what it was exactly. So I said, no. So 2 minutes, middle benching, he came to ask me, so Abba, when I'm going there. So I looked at him like I'm benching. He said, no, is better? He's a chotzer, maybe. Say that. He's smart, he's not a chotzer. Yeah? But he's right. Nunu, you love the same bencher? And to answer me, you can't. Why Nunu, you love the same little bencher? But if the kid would never dream that his father would say Nunu, he would not dream to come to. If I would make a benching like the Amshin of a Rebbe, my son would come in the middle to ask me something, I'm promising you not. Sometimes he doesn't think I'm the Amshin of a Rebbe. Here's the problem starts. I'm not, yeah? But I'm saying, Chinuch is be'ikel man asher yitza be'ezbon of achrov is the way you behave. This is one vote, but it's a givaldike vote. But in the 8 words that we have, look what we have inside. Twice Avram turns over to his son, Bni. Vayomer hineini Bni. Vayomer Elokim ir le'aseh le'oilo Bni. He could have answered, Avram, Avi. Yes, hineini. We're one of the. I see fire in a tree. What? Elokim ir le'aseh le'oilo Bni. Twice, Bni. Again, we're not going now to the sugi if these are the words that they spoke or not. Again, the sugi of Yitzayin, we'll see in Yivamas. But the Torah is giving over the message from eight words, twice, my son. Ahava. The man of Yitzaves bon avachov is how to behave, but to give love. Avraham Avinu. Eight words of conversation. Saif has more words than the Torah just gives us the Tamtis. Saif, these are the words. This is the way to mechanech. Good chance.